Okay, the next game is called Memory. There are no standards. So here's the assignment. We're going to play an awareness practice version of the card game Memory. This game has two parts, making the cards and then playing with them. To make the cards, first you're going to find some paper or cardstock or index cards or something like that and count out 30 or cut out 30. It's possible to use scrap paper if one side is blank. We want the finished cards or the cut paper to be as uniform as possible. Divide your 30 cards into 15 pairs and begin to write on each pair a thing for which you are grateful. So each pair will say exactly the same thing, like sunshine, two cards that say sunshine, maybe in two cards that maybe say flowers, and so on, until you have filled 15 pairs. Okay, everybody with me so far on that? Okay. So then you're going to mix the cards up, shuffle them all up, lay them word side down in rows, four or five rows, and then turn over any two cards. If the cards match, then you made a pair and you set them aside. If they don't match, you turn them back over where they are. The game is finished when all of the cards have been set aside. Any questions about that? Any of that? So a final note before you play, we will be playing without standards of any kind. If the voices begin to compare or suggest or interpret, mix all the cards and start again.
This is Joyce. Did you say a specific number of rows or?
Four or five. Four or five rows is good.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, and please record at least once during the time that you're playing, you know, sometime as you're playing. And we will be back at 3:20. I mean, yeah, 3:20.
Rebecca, Annie, this part.
Sorry, Annie, what was I didn't hear it. What were you saying?
I had some trouble with the connection, so I missed the instruction. Is there any
way okay.
to repeat that? Thank you.
Sure. So first of all, you're going to find paper or cardstock and cut or count out 30 cards. It's possible to use scrap paper if one side is blank. We want the finished cards or the cut paper to be as uniform as possible. Then divide your 30 cards into 15 pairs and write on each pair a thing for which you are grateful. So each pair will say exactly the same thing. Sunshine, sunshine. Flowers, flowers. Puppies, puppies. Whatever, you know, whatever you're grateful for. Until you have filled all 15 pairs. So now you have your cards. Now you're going to mix them up and lay them word side down in four or five rows, turn over any two cards, and if they match, then pick them up and set them aside. If they don't match, turn them back over, and the game is finished when all of the cards have been set aside. But here's the final note. We will be playing without standards of any kind. So if the voices begin to compare or suggest or interpret, mix all of the cards and start again. And then to record at least once while you play. Did you hear that one, Annie?
Okay, I sure did. Thank you so much. And
sure.
What time is call back?
Okay, we're going to call back at 3:20.
Great.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.